WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone. Jackson Reed here, back with your daily dose of motivation, the Motivation Spark. Daily boost in 5. Now, I know what you're thinking. Another day, another grind. But hold on, because today we're talking about something crucial for success, happiness, and basically just surviving this crazy thing called life. Building healthy boundaries. Ever feel like a superhero constantly fighting off villains? You're not alone. Between work, family, friends, social media, it's easy to get pulled in a million directions and end up feeling depleted, stressed out, and honestly, just plain over IT. But guess what? You have the power to reclaim your time, energy, and sanity. And the key is saying no more often. I know, the word no can feel like a four-letter swear word. But trust me, it's also your secret weapon for creating a life that feels good. So, what are these magical boundaries we're talking about? Think of them like invisible fences protecting your precious time and energy. They define where you end and others begin, allowing you to prioritize what truly matters without feeling guilty or overwhelmed. Here's the truth. Saying no isn't selfish, it's self-respect. It's about honoring your needs and commitments to your own well-being. When you set boundaries, you create space for things that bring you joy, recharge you, and help you grow. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Here are 5 key takeaways to master the art of saying no like a boss. 1. Identify your non-negotiables. What are the core values, activities, or relationships that bring you the most joy and fulfillment? Protect those fiercely. Recognize your priorities and be willing to say no to anything that doesn't align with them. Think of it like this. Your time is precious, don't waste it on things that don't matter. 2. Practice the art of saying no gracefully. It doesn't have to be a battlefield. You can politely decline requests without feeling obligated to explain yourself in detail. A simple thank you for thinking of me, but I'm unable to commit to that right now is often enough. Remember, kindness and assertiveness go hand in hand. 3. Learn to delegate. Don't be afraid to share the load. If you have tasks or responsibilities that others can handle, delegate them. This frees up your time for things you enjoy and helps build trust and teamwork. It's like a win-win situation, folks. 4. Set realistic expectations. Saying yes to everything is a recipe for burnout. Be honest with yourself about your capacity and set realistic expectations. Remember, it's okay to have limitations. You don't need to be a superhero all the time. 5. Prioritize self-care. Boundaries aren't just about saying no to others, they're also about saying yes to yourself. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul, whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or simply enjoying a quiet cup of coffee. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Picture this. You have a friend constantly asking you to do favors, always needing to vent, and draining your energy. Instead of feeling obligated to say yes every time, you start setting boundaries. You politely decline some requests, suggest alternative solutions, and prioritize spending time with people who uplift and energize you. The result? You feel more in control, less stress, and more present in your own life. That's the power of boundaries. Let's recap those key takeaways. Identify your non-negotiables. Know what truly matters to you and protect it fiercely. Practice saying no gracefully. It doesn't have to be confrontational, a simple no can go a long way. Delegate when possible. Share the load and free up your time for more important things. Set realistic expectations. Don't overcommit yourself, it's okay to say no to maintain balance. Prioritize self-care. Remember, you deserve time for yourself, recharge and come back stronger. So, go out there and start setting those boundaries, friends. You've got this. Remember, saying no is not the end of the conversation, it's the beginning of taking control of your life and creating something truly amazing. And as always, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the Motivation Spark. Daily boost in 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Share this episode with someone who needs a little boost today. See you tomorrow for another dose of motivation.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.